Hi everyone. Does it work? Yeah,
test
it works.
Two.
Nice. My name is Gianpaolo Battaglia. I'm working in the AI team at Microsoft, and with me there is Paul Stubbs. Paul, do you want to present yourself?
Yeah, so I'm Paul Stubbs. I work with Gianpaolo. We cover AI, things like cognitive services, conversational AI, and machine learning.
So the purpose of this session is really to provide you a quick overview about what we can do with the major announcements which have been made this morning. Through demonstration, so it's going to be one or two couple of slides. As there are so many people here, I cannot not do a quick magic trick because it never happens usually. So I'll do that just for stretching everyone. I will ask everyone to put their hand like that, especially for the people who come from very far. Everyone, I will point you if you do not it. Putting the palms externally. Okay. Now this is the part which becomes very difficult. You're going to raise your left hand, left. Okay, a couple of ones, put right, left. Then you put your left hand inside and put it down and close your finger extremely deep. So extreme, 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 extreme. So the interesting part is that technically the concept of cognitive is listening to what I say and seeing what I do, like what we're going to see in machines. And so if everyone followed up that, technically you should be able to do one, two, three. So this session might be useful, maybe. We'll check that. So can you click on the next? So I'm Gianpaolo, he's Paul. One thing, we always have people asking, OK, can I send you an email? And we do not have business cards anymore, or they're coming. So we created one basic alias, which is askai@microsoft.com. It goes directly to our inboxes. And the first question we always have is, are you a bot? So we say no, it directly goes to our inbox. And so the purpose is really to show you one or two different slides. The first one, Satya talked about it this morning, is really about amplifying human ingenuity. And when we talk about AI, think about four different types of pillars. One is really related to the intelligent agent. We talked about Cortana this morning and even Alexa. And think about the personal digital assistant, which follows you in your day-to-day activity. The second aspect is really about how we're infusing AI into our all different apps. So think about Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and how, without even you noticing it, you're having more and more very smart features automatically updated. And I will show you that in a second. The third aspect is about the solutions. Think about an end-to-end solution dedicated to taking all different building blocks of the platform in a consistent way for healthcare, for manufacturing. And this is where we're working lots with you, with partners, to have these solutions created. And the last part, and we're going to double click into that one, is going to be the platform. And think about all the capabilities we have from services, from infrastructure, the different types of conversational AI capabilities as well, and tools. So double clicking into that, we've got two interesting updates which have been presented by Satya this morning. The first of one, I will show you cognitive services, but one interesting example, I was talking about infusing AI into apps. So let's take an example. We will click on escape on the PowerPoint. So this is the PowerPoint that you can have on your machines.
So while he's setting that up, you know, think about how at Microsoft, we're doing lots of AI, right? So we have a team that does AI, that builds the tools for you to do AI. But then all the other teams at Microsoft that you see around here are infusing AI into their products. So like PowerPoint, when you drag a picture into PowerPoint, it automatically adds the alt text, right? So it'll put in the, you know, kitten on a beach or whatever your picture is, right? And so for accessibility or doing things like dictation.
Yes. Oh, what a nice dictation. What a good idea. Satya talked about it even today with the Rochester Institute of Technology, which is basically using for their students in their classes the PowerPoint translator add-in, PowerPoint presenter. And this is that. So in PowerPoint, you see this thing called Start Subtitles. And I'm going to start it. And basically, whatever you say in the language you want, it's going to write it down. So I can speak in English, even with my French accent. And you can have the subtitles. But we want it to make it a little bit more complex. So I will just start speaking in French and see how the translation works. Fingers crossed. The leap of faith. Et maintenant, je vais commencer à parler directement en français. Et ce qui est intéressant, c'est que même si je parle en français de façon assez rapide, avec un peu de chance, le système serait capable de traduire automatiquement ce que je suis en train de dire. Et même si je vis aux États-Unis depuis 3 ans, je tenais à vous dire qu'il est très difficile de trouver un très bon café, surtout si on vit à Seattle.
And so if you have the translator app on your phone, Android or iOS, you can scan the QR code and you can join in whatever language you want to. So if you want to follow along in Spanish or Chinese or Klingon or whatever it is you want to follow along in, you can follow along in this conversation. And you can even ask questions in Spanish or Chinese and they would show up translated back in the slide.
The last interesting part of that, so here we're basically integrating into PowerPoint one capability relying on the cognitive services. You've got speech to text, you've got translation. What's interesting is that my name is Giampaolo Battaglia, and if you throw a system with normal audio recognition, Giampaolo Battaglia is like super difficult for the system to pick up. What's great is that we also have a great service called Custom Speech, also integrated there. If I started to do, let me stop the subtitles, and if I had started, for example, in English to English, you've got this little thing here, Customized Speech Recognition. What does that mean? Basically, it's going to read into the full presentation, either the notes, and in the notes, I could write my name correctly. And whenever I would start to say my name, it would put the right name directly in the transcription. So the Rochester Institute of Technology is doing that, even for their biological class with very complex names, it would be able to pick up automatically. So think about that. This is the example of PowerPoint. It's also all the other services which can be used there. Let me continue. Which relies me on the part dedicated to.
And the PowerPoint add-in, you can install that today. Just go out and do a search for PowerPoint Translator. And there's also one for Outlook and PowerPoint called Dictation. So you can just write your emails in French or Chinese as well. It's the same feature.
So cognitive services represent a collection of intelligent APIs from vision, speech, language, knowledge, search, and also labs. If you think about all the capabilities, it goes between 30 and 40 different various APIs which are there. Lots of things. So what's inside a picture? How do you detect an object into an image, which was one of the major announcements of today. Speech capabilities. We announced the Unified Speech Service, which performs one dedicated part for speech to text, in which you've got the custom speech service available. Text to speech, in which you're able to create your custom voice. I will show you that in a second. Speech translation, in which you have a customization capability also for translation. Language, so what's the intent of a sentence, the sentiment of a sentence. Knowledge, creating intelligent knowledge base, for example, mapped for a bot. Search capabilities, we've got interesting announcements there, how you're going to rely on Bing search to have intelligent visual search capabilities. And labs, which are our experimental APIs, which have been launched and everyone can try them. And we have like so many announcements which we made today. So now this is nearly the end of the presentation. We'll talk a little bit about bots and then it's just the demos.
So there were a lot of announcements today around building conversational apps, chatbots and bots. And one of the most interesting things is around the V4 SDK, which is a complete rewrite of how you build bots and how you think about bots. And it really gives you this nice pipeline from going from planning to building to testing, publishing, right? And how you do your bot. And you can see the different technologies that help you along that way or that journey as you develop your bots.
So now, showtime, I stop PowerPoint at last. And let's show you interesting capabilities. Up. So the first aspect, which is interesting, updates about cognitive services. This is the Azure page of cognitive services in which you can navigate among all the different APIs from vision, speech, knowledge, language, search. We announced today new speech capabilities from speech to text to speech. And this is kind of interesting. For example, you can see automatically the ability to have simple speech to text, so speech transcription in which you would have the ability to generate from an audio sample a kind of basic general voice. What's interesting and what we announced today is the ability to custom the voice you want. So imagine you have your own interactive voice response system, and imagine your brand has its own voice through an iconic person or TV ad or thing. You could train it and have the system as a bot using the same voice for your interactive experience. So we've got the demos which are available in which you've got the different sample sentences. So this is the one for speech to text, and we've got the same for custom voice with text to speech, which is available on the go. And you can see directly in the site the demonstration with the custom voice models. How to get started? It's extremely simple. You request a preview. You go directly to the custom voice portal. You request an invite, and you're able basically to upload two types of data sets. The first one is your audio samples, and the second aspect is the transcription. And the more audio sample and the more transcription you provide, and the more accurate the system would be. So I need to go in two or three different parts, but get a look at that. It's an interesting one. The other aspect, what was mentioned in the demo, is the custom voice capabilities. So if I go to my custom voice, custom vision, sorry, portal, you can create new projects to identify image and to create your own classifier. What's interesting is that you've got now the opportunity to identify objects within images. So we did a simple one with apples and bananas. So we took pictures of apples and pictures of banana. And how the system works is pretty straightforward. You say, I'm going to add an image. I'm selecting an image. I will take this one that I did this morning. I upload one file. And you've got an image to the, right now, which is untagged. And the idea is to recognize in the image an object. So if I go into that, you see that there's already different boxes which are automatically provided. And here you've got, and you can even tune it saying, OK, this is exactly here. This is an apple in the image. And you can train the system to say, basically, I want here the system to recognize an apple. So I do that. I just tag the image, and I go back. And now it goes away, and you've got all the image tagged with me. So now I'm going to train the system. It's going to iterate the training with the additional image. And you'll be able to see, hopefully in a couple of seconds, the results between the precision, the recall, and the ability for the system to accurately have the additional layer of training with the additional image. In the meantime, yeah, it can take a little bit more. I think everyone is using it as a demo. It should come in a couple of seconds. So what I'm going to do just after is a quick test. So I might come back in a second whenever the training is done. And we're going to use the system with an image which is not in the training set to see if the system is able to recognize within the picture the objects. Here it was apple and bananas, but it could be watch, shoes, boxes, whatever you want. So I'll wait a couple of more seconds. In that case,
can you go back to iteration two?
Can I do that? Oh, yeah. You can see the results here. Oh, this is nice. So you can see the apples and the bananas and the precision, the recall, and the map. I will try to see if I can do the quick test right now. Oh, it can work. So I will browse the local file and take Paul doing nice smiles. And so what's going to happen is that, hopefully, the system will pick different things. So I've got the probability thresholds. If I say, no, I want the system to be extremely high in precision, I would just have one object. And if you lower a little bit the precision, you would be able to have more boxes which are created. You would have the apple. You would have the banana, which has been recognized. But here, if I put the threshold very low, it recognizes your face as an apple as well. Yeah. But you see the point. We put like 10 images or something. The more images you're going to put, the more accuracy you're going to do. It was something very quick.
I get that a lot.
Apple man. So now, going back to the other demo with a bot.
So we'll switch?
Yes. So here is one thing. Here we created a classifier specifically for objects, and it does the job. What's interesting with custom vision is the ability not only to create your image classifier, you've got the preview part for the object which is available, but also when you recognize image classifier, you can export the model in so many different ways. And this is why it's interesting, and this is all the Satya story about the IoT edge and the cloud part. So how we can export the model, but not only on the cloud, but also in something different.
Yeah, this really alludes to where we're going when we think about running at the edge, running in the cloud. So here I have a similar classifier here. And what we can do is we look at the performance, we have export here. And we can export to either iOS for TensorFlow, or now we can export to Onyx, which is the Open Neural Net Exchange. and now even containers, so we can export to a Docker container. And so in this case, all you have to do is just click on the object you want, and you click download, and it will download, you can see down here in the bottom left, it'll download a model file. And in this case, since I'm using, I'm doing this for iOS, I have an Xcode project written in Swift that will take that model, and when you add the model to your Swift project, it automatically creates the helper classes behind the scenes. And so in order to use it, it becomes very easy. All I have to do is just add this one line of code to my Xcode project to say, hey, use this model whenever an image comes in to start using that model. And so the result is, let's see if we can switch here, so it doesn't draw the camera guy crazy.
On the iPhone, right?
Yeah, so we're on the iPhone here, so let's switch. So here's the phone that we're on.
And so can you put yourself in airplane mode?
So
if it works.
So I stole John Paolo's breakfast this morning, and you can see that it's detecting this, but it's running on the device. So even if I go into airplane mode, we're still getting very responsive because it's happening on the AI chip of the iPhone and not running in the cloud or not doing anything off the device. So it becomes very easy to build these kind of solutions.
So think about the scenarios in which, of course, unless you have apples and banana, you can work that. But manufacturing PowerPoint in which you're having issues with connectivity, and think about the ability to export the models and have the ability to have interesting insights that you would process without having this initially needed connection. So switching gears a little bit, I think that we're going to double click a little bit more about the bot part in terms of demos and also with Q&A Maker. One of the services which helps you to build your own Q&A pairs for a bot, and the good thing of today is that we announced the service evolving from early preview stage to full general availability with a new view and a new layout.
Yep, so let's look at Q&A Maker. So if you go to Q&AMaker.ai, what you'll see here is when you log in, you'll see that you have a number of knowledge bases that you can do, and Q&A Maker basically takes your document or URL and converts it into a knowledge base. So let's go out and find one. So we'll just go out and grab an FAQ from the internet. I don't know, this one looks okay, I guess.
See, yeah, questions, answers. You had some of them here.
Yeah, some of them are good, and some are not in the right format because they're not questions and answers. So we can just grab one here and
yes.
See. So then in Q&A Maker, all you need to do is create a new knowledge base. You need to connect it to an existing service you have in Azure. I've done that already. I can select my tenancy, choose a subscription, and then choose an existing kind of Q&A service that I have already. All I need to do is paste in my FAQ.
Yeah, this one is naming it, and now you put the URL.
Put
and
my
it
URL.
Can be different URLs you're going to append one after the other.
And so what it does is it parses the FAQ site and generates a question answer pair table and builds a natural language model on top of that for us to query. So we'll let that run for a second. So now we have our query. So it parsed that web page. We're able to actually test it. So we have this little chat interface so we can test it. So we can say, so how do I redeem my code? And it will go out and answer that question, and we can then do more. If we want to look at it and train it and say, no, that wasn't the right answer, or I want to ask it in a different way, we can influence that as well. Another way to kind of see that in action here is with the intelligent kiosk demo, we can actually create a new scenario here. We'll call it Xbox. We'll say the page is going to be xbox.com. Now, this is using the APIs behind the scenes. So everything that we do in Cognitive Services has a web page. But everything also has a full API behind it. So that's if you were building a real application, you would do that. And so in this case, we're taking that API, we're programmatically building that knowledge base. And you can see what happens is I've created a knowledge base, I created a bot, I attached my bot to that Q&A maker. And now we can answer questions right in here. And so now we're connected, and you see the bot in action and how all that fits together end to end. I think we're out of time.
Thank you.
Yep.
So we're out of time?
We're getting close, right? So.
Okay. I'll go back to my machine and show you the last thing for any questions. So we had like gazillions of interesting announcements. If you want to look at them easily, we put short URLs of all the cognitive services, many announcements, all the bots announcements. As mentioned, for any question, feel free to send us directly an email, askai@microsoft.com. We've got so many demos, but not enough time. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't hesitate. For any questions, we're here to help.
Great. Thank you, everyone.